Welcome back to another exciting episode of Rebuilding You, the podcast where we dive deep into the world of personal development, empowerment, and transformation for all of you strong, independent women out there in our community. I'm so happy to have you. I'm your host, Christina. And today, we're about to uncover the secret to healing and attracting success after divorce. Divorce is a journey that can shake us to our core, no doubt. I mean, it's not that it can. It will. It will shake you to your core. But I always like to reflect on this quote anytime I'm talking about transitioning or trying to up-level in any way, and that's nothing changes if nothing changes. And that's really what we're here to talk about today, the transformational journey from divorce and how to become successful and back on track, feeling like we had these dreams before we got a divorce. And divorce just sort of left us feeling off our game. You know what I mean? It's about building a new foundation, one that's solid, but also one that we need to look at as building entirely different from what we've known before. Because again, nothing changes if nothing changes. If we're rebuilding the foundations of our life the same way that we've built the foundation of our life before divorce, then nothing changes because nothing changed. Does that make sense? I hope that resonates with you in a gentle way. And
you're listening to Her Heart Heals Divorce Radio. Hi, I'm Christina Cuevas. 7 years ago, I went through a divorce and it completely turned my world upside down. And I'm so glad it did. I documented my healing to share information with other women going through their own divorce journey. And now, with thousands of downloads around the world from divorced women just like you, I'm here to show you how to ditch the shame around divorce and finally heal so that you can regain the confidence to create your most abundant and joyful future. I'm so glad you're here. This is Her Heart Heals Divorce Radio.
Before we dive into the techniques and perspectives that will help you unlock the doors to your successful life after divorce, I wanted to share a little bit about my why, which is my own divorce journey. I've walked the path of divorce, and I can't exactly say that I'm walking the exact same path that you are, but in speaking with a lot of my clients and a lot of the listeners on here, a lot of the feelings are almost identical. Maybe our stories are different, but a lot of our journeys go through similar emotions. And that's really the big purpose of Rebuilding You, is being able to lighten the load. I've dedicated over 8 years of my life learning various healing modalities and techniques and things around mindset to figure out why divorce happens, first of all, and how to never go through divorce ever again. Because I'll share with you, I actually, when I was going through divorce, there was no roadmap for me. I was looking online. I couldn't really find anything that I resonated with that helped me feel better about my situation. And so I went in and I was like, you know what? I'm going to look up what the divorce rate actually is, because I feel like I've hear about divorce, but it always seems sort of taboo to talk about it. And then when I went online and saw some of these statistics, it was mind-blowing. Not only does 40% of the United States marriage population get divorced, but if you get divorced, you are actually 60% more likely to get divorced a second time. That is really my why. Because I thought about why that is. And I think that it's because people are not healing properly. They're not declaring divorce and healing as their rock bottom. And people are continuing to rebuild foundations that are broken. But it's also because we don't have the proper tools to be able to implement a new way of being, a healthier way of living, so that we don't fall into the same loop again. And I really am dedicated to being able to provide things that worked for me around my healing, because I'll tell you, my divorce healing journey actually had very little to do with my actual marriage. It had everything to do with my life as a whole leading up to it. My choices, my decisions, red flags, traumas, triggers, patterns, all those things. That's what this podcast is dedicated to. I went on a little bit of a rant there, but that's what this podcast is dedicated to, is being able to provide the tools so that you can build a solid foundation and feel confident that your divorce happened to you for a reason. And it may not be clear right now what that reason is. And it may not even be clear to you that you're going to find happiness. But I promise you that if you follow these techniques and these things, you will be able to discover that for yourself and be your own healer. It's absolutely possible to not just heal, but thrive beyond your wildest imagination, where you are on purpose, where you're like, I see now, how had I not gotten my divorce, X, Y, and Z wouldn't have happened, and I wouldn't have, like, this is the life I'm meant to live. A lot of us get stuck in this feeling of why me, and how come things like this are happening to someone like me. And I promise that it can be an amazing journey where you're going to be able to see, okay, I get it now. I feel on purpose. And that's my hope for you. So how does healing become the cornerstone for attracting success in every corner of your life? And it's really simple. Healing opens up the space for growth, for transformation, for change, and for being able to take the opportunity to step into your power to live life on purpose. And it's like laying down a strong foundation for a skyscraper. Without a sturdy base, the rest just won't hold up. It'll keep falling and falling. That's why this podcast is called Rebuilding You, because the foundational pillars are so important when we are rebuilding our life after divorce. So let's get into the technique, shall we? One technique, and the first one that I want to talk about, and it's pure magic, is really mastering your mindset. Shifting your thoughts from I can't to I will, to create a ripple effect throughout your life. And it's about rewriting the story that you tell yourself and the narrative that you tell yourself. Our surroundings, our external environment, is simply a reflection of the things that we are thinking. Let me explain. Have you ever noticed that you can experience the same thing? Let's say a very great example is going to work. You go to work every single day. It's the same thing. You do the same thing every day, but some days are better than others. And that is because our emotions trigger our thoughts. Our thoughts trigger our state of being, and our state of being triggers how we feel about our surroundings. It's the same surrounding. It's just different how we feel about it and how we experience it. That is a big part of what I teach in my private coaching. It's really all about mastering your mindset. And I know it seems simple to just say, oh, change your I can't to I will. And a lot of it, it's about conditioning. It's not just about saying it right now. It's about changing your thought patterns so much that over time, you don't even have to think about it. I want you to start paying attention to how you are feeling and approaching and thinking about certain situations as you go about your day. Do you find yourself looking towards the negative, worrying about the worst thing that can happen? That is your opportunity to begin to shift. Start looking for the good. Start seeking the good, and you will see more good. The next thing that I want to talk about is energy. The vibes that you give off. I talked about in our mindset a little bit ago about how our emotional state triggers our mental state, which triggers our external environment. That's all energy work. And think about it as a magnet that attracts what you put out. When you focus on healing and positivity, you'll find that success naturally gravitates towards you. And not just success in the way that society defines it, of maybe being successful, financially successful, things like that, but just feeling like you're living the life that you are supposed to live. You start to get those coincidences, those things where you're like, oh, that's odd. I was just thinking about lions in Africa, and there it is on the screen, or there it is on a bus thing that just drove by, an advertisement. There's talking about a safari. I was just thinking about that. Those little things are actually just signs of confirmation that what you are thinking and the energy that you are putting out is becoming part of your surroundings and your environment. But you'll find that those things that you put out are naturally gravitating towards you, even though you may have tons of difficult situations that you're finding yourself in right now. There can always be good that you can choose to see. Hi, how are you loving the episode? If this is something that's been beneficial for you and you'd like to help other women going through divorce, I would love it if you could help me on this mission to maximize our impact from our own divorce. An easy way that you can do that is by rating and reviewing this podcast on whatever platform you're listening on right now. This really helps to boost the podcast and become more discoverable for other women who are going through divorce. If you're listening on Apple, just click on the Her Heart Heals podcast page, scroll down to ratings and review. Just click on the stars and give it a 5-star rating, hopefully. And on Spotify, it's conveniently located at the very top of the Her Heart Heals page. We are truly in this together, and it means the world to me if you would rate and review the podcast. Okay, back to the episode. And it's all about the choice, right? The energy that you want to step into, the energy that you want to put out there. And that is truly manifesting your best self. And one thing that I also wanted to share about when it comes to energy is supporting companies that you love. I have really started to be mindful and pay attention to things that I support, which also include the music that we listen to. Pay attention to what you're singing. Pay attention to what you're listening to that comes out. And you start to pay attention to some of these lyrics and you're like, wait, this guy's talking about cheating on his wife. This one's talking about cheating on his girlfriend. This girl's talking about, you know, how she's like this guy's side chick. We're cultivating that. We're cultivating acceptance for these things in our life. I've shifted into really using things, purchasing things from companies that value the same things that I value. Recently, I had In Your Face skincare connect with me. And I have been a big fan of theirs for a long time. I use their exfoliating cleanser. I heard about it from a designer. I believe it's Rebecca Minkoff that has, she had an article because she has the most beautiful skin. And when I looked up to see what her skincare routine was, she used this enzyme cleanser. And when I went in and I saw what their brand is all about and the things that they value and the integrity of this brand, I was like, that aligns with me. It got me excited to see what they stood for, being authentic and the ingredients that they use and the skincare, but then also having it be effective skincare. If you guys are watching on video, you can see I'm like, I feel like my skin is so moisturized. They sent me the cream. It's just dubbed the cream, like how chic. And I have been wanting to get my hands on it for a long time. And I had reached out to them because I had some questions about it. And they sent me a jar. Thank you so much. And I love it. It smells great, but I know that it feels energetically different than just going to a cosmetic store, a popular cosmetic store in a city near you, and going and purchasing something that we just see a bunch of brands and influencers pushing out on social media. Like, to be able to see the brand story and the things that they value is very important energetically. Because not only is it just a skincare cream, but it makes me feel good knowing that what I'm putting on my face is luxurious and handcrafted, and it's just magical. And I'm sure that you can think about brands that you are currently supporting. Maybe it's a local coffee shop that you've connected with the owners and you love their story and you feel good about supporting a company or a small business in your community. That energy is a vibe. And the more that you start to think about the things that you consume, the things that you are exchanging money for in exchange for goods, it's all energy. And those things support your transformation. During my own healing journey, I discovered the incredible impact of also energetic healing. I am certified in somatic and trauma-released breath work. And that was major for me because I have a tough time bringing my emotions forward. So I was like, how am I ever going to heal when I can't get emotional? It takes a lot of work for me to cry. And so I was like, what do I do? I felt like the movie The Holiday, where Cameron Diaz is like sitting in her bed and she's trying to cry. She's trying real hard to cry and she's like faking it. And she's like, oh. And it wasn't until the end where she could actually get a tear to come out because she realized she was so moved by her love that she was brought to a tear. And so that was me. I couldn't cry. And I was going through my divorce and I'm like, I know I should probably be crying at some point. And I just needed help to get there. And so I actually discovered trauma release breath work and ended up becoming certified as a group facilitator and healer. And it was incredible. It was incredible. And it's been an incredible journey to hold space for other women to allow them and walk them through their own energetic reset. It's like giving your soul a spa day, releasing the old, making space for new, but also being able to integrate the two, and then refreshing your high vibe energy. So I definitely recommend checking out any type of energy work, whether it is Reiki, whether it's yoga, breath work is fantastic, even prayer. And I'm actually getting ready to do a very special episode all around incorporating prayer, but not in like a super religious kind of a way, but just being able to incorporate prayer into your life and how that can transform your energy. I want also to keep in mind that all of this work, whether it's mindset and energy, it's about taking action, stepping into your power and making things happen. And that's where your success story really, truly begins, where you can be able to say that you feel aligned. You feel like you are living the life that you're meant to live. And one simple and powerful technique is breaking down your dreams into actionable steps and building a staircase to success one step at a time by focusing on achievable goals and gaining momentum from there, building that energy, and then getting the confidence to go out and do that. So if it's something that you haven't done, I want you to think about some of the goals that you had for yourself before you got married. And it doesn't have to come to mind right now, but just think about it throughout the day. Think about some of the things that you had that lit you up and see if anything else comes to mind. See if you can build off of those goals. Maybe you've already gotten into some new hobbies or some new passions after divorce, but it really is about having larger goals of things that light you up that are also going to help pull and attract you and get you back to feeling back on track. So let's talk about perspective. Your past, as we know, doesn't define you. Your divorce doesn't define you. What defines you is your ability to rise and heal and rebuild stronger and rebuild like you 2.0. It's turning your pain into power and it's using the lemons that divorce gave us and turning that into lemonade. In my journey, I also discovered neuro-linguistic programming, or NLP for short. And this technique really helped me to rewire my thoughts. It helped me to release old patterns. It helped to embrace a future filled with possibility because of my actions and my choice. So what's the magic formula out of all of this? We've just gone over a combination of healing, action, mindset, and energy. If you mix those ingredients, you've got yourself a recipe for success that's uniquely yours. And I can't begin to tell you how powerful this was for me in being able to actually feel like I was overcoming divorce and that I am better because of it. Had I not gone through divorce and really seen and put these things into motion, I probably would just be the same person, but bitter and angry. And if I would have stayed in that place, I would have stayed in that mindset. I would have attracted more of that. I would have created that energy, that energetic environment. I would have taken action based on that state of being, and I don't think I would be successful after divorce. You really are at a crossroads when you are experiencing some of these feelings where you have a choice to be able to move through it and use it for your benefit, use it for good, because we can't change the past. And I also want to say, though, that it's not about not being allowing you to sit and be sad. You can 100% have, it's essential to be able to sit with your feelings, but it's choosing to stay there. So I want to make sure that we differentiate the two. There's feeling your feelings, but then there's choosing to stay there. I've absolutely been through my own trials with divorce. It is not, I know that it sounds easier said than done, but I really want to encourage you to start to cultivate things in your daily life. I've given you a few different things to take away from this episode and begin implementing right now to start getting back on path to feeling like you are successful after divorce. Together, we are rewriting the script of post-divorce life. We are the change. Remember, healing is the superpower that can transform not only your life, but also the life of those around you. By healing ourselves, we're healing others. Thank you so much for joining me today on Rebuilding You. Remember, you have the power to shape your destiny and attract success beyond your wildest dreams. I'd love to connect with you further. And if you'd love to get exclusive tips and trainings and insights from me, definitely sign up for The Pulse from Her Heart Heals. It's a weekly email. The link is in the show notes, or you can go to herheartheals.com and sign up and connect with me and just be part of our growing community. And until next time, keep healing, keep growing, and keep shining because you deserve it. I'll talk to you soon. Hey friend, it's Christina. Reclaiming You has been the go-to podcast for thousands of women just like you cultivating a new chapter after divorce. I'd love to have you join us over on The Pulse. It's our completely free weekly newsletter. You'll join our tribe of resilient women who value personal growth and together are determined to thrive after divorce. Every Tuesday, you'll get an email from me with exclusive tips, techniques, and hacks on lifestyle, finance, well-being, mindset. It's time to heal and attract the life you deserve. And best of all, it's free. Don't miss out. Sign up for The Pulse today at herheartheals.com. And let's conquer this journey together, because by healing ourselves, we heal the world. Visit herheartheals.com to join us for free and supercharge your journey to a brighter, happier you. See you there.